Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. A desperate race against time is underway this morning not far from Key West, Florida. The lives of four men are at stake. Ike Siemens reports the latest.
The command post at the Key West Naval Base this morning is full of weary and worried men. Most of the naval officers here have been on duty since yesterday morning. They're trying to coordinate rescue efforts to save the four men trapped in a research submarine owned by the Smithsonian Institution. They have been caught in the wreckage of an old destroyer in 360 feet of water, 20 miles east of Key West, for almost 24 hours. There is less than a four-hour supply of oxygen left in the sub, according to Navy spokesman. The problem has been time, not enough time to get the men out. Early this morning, the latest effort was begun to save them, as explained by Public Affairs Officer, Lieutenant Commander William Smith.
The Navy is continuing to try to reach a stricken vessel with a surface-tended roving diving bell flown in from San Diego and placed in position at approximately 5 a.m., 18 June 1973. The last communication with the ship, with the mothership, indicated that all four men are still alive.
Commander Smith says that the situation remains critical. Ike Siemens for CBS News, Key West Naval Base.
The Skylab astronauts, having surmounted most of their difficulties, set a new record today for manned space travel. Before dawn, they broke the old mark set by three Soviet cosmonauts in 1971, 23 days, 18 hours, 22 minutes. And their journey in Skylab still has 4 days to go.